The next important officer, exactly opposite to the Hierophant, is the Hierus. And his station is at the extreme west of the temple and in the lowest part of Malkuth, where he is enthroned in its darkest part, in the quarter represented black, in the Minutum Mundum diagram. By Minutum Mundum, we mean this is the diagram of the Tree of Life in full color, found in the paper called Hodos Chameleonis. Representing a terrible and avenging god at the confines of matter, at the borders of the Clefoth, he is enthroned upon matter and robed in darkness. And about his feet are thunder and lightning, the impact of the paths of Sheehan and Koth, fire and water, respectively, terminating in the russet and olive quarters of Malkuth. There, therefore, is he placed as a mighty and avenging guardian to the sacred mysteries. The symbols and insignia of the Hierus are the throne of the west in the black part of Malkuth, where it borders on the kingdom of Sheld, the Clefoth. The black robe of darkness which he wears, and on the black robe is a white cross on the left breast. He carries a sword, the sword of strength and severity. And about his neck is the Laman, suspended from a scarlet collar. And he bears the banner of the West. The position of the throne of the West at the limits of Malkuth is fitting for the Avenger of the Gods, for he is placed there in eternal affirmation against the evil ones. Hitherto shall ye come and no further. The throne is also placed there as a seat of witness and of punishment decreed against evil. The robe or mantle of the Hierus is of darkness, threatening and terrible to the outer, as concealing and avenging force ever ready to break forth against the evil ones. On the left breast is a white cross to represent the notion of the purification of matter unto the light. The sword that he bears represents the forces of the pillar of severity as a whole, but the places of the Sephiroth are not necessarily indicated thereon. The guard of the sword is Hod, and may be of brass. The grip of the sword is the path of Sheehan, and may be of scarlet. And the pommel, Malkuth, may be black. The grip by which it is wielded, being the path Sheehan, represents a universe governed by the flaming force of severity, and represents the Hierus as wielding the forces of divine severity. The sword of vengeance is its name. The Laman about his neck is partially explained in the portal ritual in this manner. The outer circle includes the four Sephiroth, Tepharith, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, of which the first three mark the angles of the triangle inscribed within, while the connecting paths Nun, Ayin, and Pei form its sides. In the extreme center is the path Samach, which is the passage for the rending of the veil. It is therefore a fitting Laman for the Hierus, as representing the connecting link between the first and second orders, while the white triangle, established in the surrounding darkness, is circumscribed in its turn by the circle of light. The Laman also represents the light that shineth in darkness, though the darkness comprehendeth it not. It affirms the possibility of the redemption from evil, and even that of evil itself, through self-sacrifice. It is suspended from a scarlet collar, as representing its dependence on the force of divine severity, overawing the evil. It is a symbol of tremendous strength and fortitude, and is a synthesis of the office of Hierus as regards the temple, as opposed to his office as regards the outer world. For these reasons, it should always be worn by the Hierus in full temple working. The banner of the East completes the symbols of the Hierus. It is thus explained in the Zalato grade. The white triangle on the banner refers to the three paths connecting Malkuth with the other Sephiroth. while the red cross in the middle is the hidden knowledge of the divine nature, which is to be obtained through their aid. The cross and triangle together represent life and light. In addition to this, it represents eternally the possibility of rescuing the evil. But in it, the Tifereth cross is placed within the white triangle of the supernals, as thereby representing that sacrifice is made only unto the higher. The red cross may be bordered with gold in this instance, to represent the perfect metal obtained in and through the darkness of putrefaction. Incidentally, it might be worthwhile how, throughout all of these descriptions of the offices and the order work, there is the intermingling of alchemical symbolism with the Kabbalistic and the symbolic. Black is its field, which thus represents the darkness and ignorance of the outer, while the white triangle is again the light which shineth in the darkness, which is not comprehended thereby. Therefore is the banner of the West the symbol of twilight, as it were the equation of light and darkness. The pole and the base are black, to represent that even in the depths of evil can that symbol stand. The cord is black, but the transverse bar and the lance point may be golden or brass, and the tassel scarlet, as in the case of the banner of the East, and for the same reasons. Now, this next idea is very, very important, especially for those who are learning to do scrying. The banner of the West, when it changes its position in the temple, represents that which bars and threatens and demands fresh sacrifice ere the path leading to the higher be attained. Avenger of the gods is the name of Hyrus, and he is Horus in the abode of blindness unto and ignorance of the higher. His true Egyptian name is Hor, H-O-O-R. Hor is his name.